You ever have one of those days? Because I'm having one of those days, people. What's up, Aaron Negler, Cheesehead TV, Lambeau Field, Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry for the craptastic nature of this stream. I'm sorry for the 20 or so streams I tried to put up before this. The world, nay, the universe, is conspiring against me, but I don't care. I don't care. I soldier on because I'm here for you, devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And hey, if this stream stops midstream because of whatever the fuck, hey man, good. We'll do it live. Hello to everybody. Nathan, sup? How are you? Trey Carson is indeed gone. Pour one out. In fact, raise your glass. Trey Carson. Hope you're having a great night, Nags. We appreciate you. Well, let me tell you, Kyle, I wasn't until just right now when the stream went live. Now everything's okay. But wow, what a night. Nagler asking the tough questions to LaFleur. I don't know about that. I just asked about Jimmy Graham. I mean, he said Jimmy Graham needed opportunities. Jimmy Graham's had plenty of opportunities, and he's let them flip through his hands. I don't think that's a tough question. I think that's reality-based. Mercedes Lewis is balling out. Let's give him some chances, right? Go, Pack, go. May the force be with you. That's what I'm talking about. How tough is it to get into Kettle of Fish? Well, it's not tough if you're there super early. Just get there super early. I'm talking 3 hours at bare minimum early. That's bare minimum on game day. Where did Carson go? Carson was cut, Ham, in favor of wide receiver Ryan Grant, the former Washington Redskin draftee, a fifth-round pick back in 2014. Spent some time in Indianapolis, was with the Raiders, and now a Green Bay Packer. And to make room for him on the 53-man roster, Trey Carson was cut. Ryan Grant thoughts? Veteran body, someone you can bring in. To me, it says a lot more about Geronimo Allison probably being out this week. I doubt Ryan Grant sees a ton of time, but you never know. Aaron Rodgers was asked about him at the locker and says, you know, didn't know much about him, et cetera, et cetera. He does have experience in the slot, which is where GMO plays. So perhaps that's an indication, again, of Geronimo possibly being out for a while and needing another body there. Oh, Nathan, this may possibly be my favorite question ever. Does Wes Hotchkiss look like a car salesman, and does Mike Spofford look like a reluctant buyer? That pretty much sums it up. That's pretty good. Well played. I actually just talked to young Wes in the locker room. That's a bummer. I kind of like Carson. Ham, I agree. I thought he ran well for the Packers when given the chance. I can't tell if you're serious or sarcastic about liking the lights after a touchdown. Katie, I love it. I love it. It looks so cool live. I can't express it. I know it probably is annoying on television. Totally get it. But live, when you're in the stadium, it looks so cool. I love it. No. I'm very serious. I love it. I get that a lot, though, on Twitter. Like, people not being able to tell if I'm serious or whatever. Rob Domofsky looks like an IT guy in a Bond film. Oh, my God. I love you guys. Greatest chat on earth. You guys are the best. What do I think about Ben Baldwin's article? Ben Baldwin has hated Aaron Rodgers since he was born. Both Aaron and Ben, please. He looks for every opportunity to discredit anything Aaron is doing, especially lately. Yeah, I find it really fascinating that he drops that article today or whatever in the last 24 hours after Aaron Rodgers just led his team to a victory with almost nearly all undrafted wide receivers a winning touchdown to Alan Lazard, an undrafted guy who's on his second team. I mean, I get that the numbers may not be the same, his efficiency may not be as great, et cetera, et cetera. But Aaron Rodgers is fucking balling out. I mean, the best part about it, though, is Baldwin dropping that the same day that Ben Fennell puts up his film piece about how awesome Aaron Rodgers was on Monday night. I mean, come on. You can't buy that. That's pure entertainment. I mean, I guess you can buy it. You can buy a subscription to The Athletic where you can get opposing viewpoints like that. Lewis should be tight end number one. Hey, I posited that very thing to head coach Matt LaFleur today, and he punted, as I knew he would. Can you talk about what talking about the Packers means to you? No. That is a terrible question. Florio actually wrote that Rodgers should be an MVP candidate, believe it or not. I saw that. Yes, he did. And if Mike Florio is talking about Aaron Rodgers being an MVP, you know it's legit and serious. Because Mike Florio is obsessed with knocking down Aaron Rodgers every chance he gets. It's true. What's happening with Kumerow? He's playing. That's about it. He made use of every opportunity he had except one, that third down on the back shoulder from Rodgers. Clearly not quite on the same page there on that particular play. But, hey, I thought he played well in the first half when given an opportunity. Again, it's about opportunities. The more these guys get, the better they will be. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the Raiders' defense? Better than it has been in the past few years. I think it can be taken advantage of, but we'll see what LaFleur and company cook up for it. I do think, you know, ultimately, I think the Packers should be able to move the ball on them, but I don't think it's going to be the challenge that they've faced as far as the fronts that they've had up until this point. Maybe not including Detroit's, but for the most part, the Packers have faced some really formidable pass rushers. And while I do think the Raiders are talented, I do think the Packers have the advantage there. Why is it so dark there, Nags? Any lights? No, yes, there's lights. There's lights. It's just a craptastic computer because my regular computer was not playing well with YouTube. And then I tried to do it on my phone, and the phone and the YouTube app were sucking. But so I had to go on my laptop, and my laptop has the most terrible lens on it in the world. So I apologize for the graininess of the video. Plenty of light, just craptastic video camera. Raven Green or Lane Taylor for last IR spot. Yes, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Jay Sternberger is designated to return. He started practicing this week, so sure sounds like the Packers will look to see to bring him back after a couple weeks. Also, I asked LaFleur about Ibrahim Campbell. He indicated he will be practicing. They have a three-week window where they get to decide whether to bring him onto the 53 or shut him down for the year coming off of PUP. As far as Raven Green or Lane Taylor, I think it's got to be Raven Green. But you never know. Some of it is dependent on medical. We don't really have access to that. We're not privy to that information, so it's hard to make any kind of real determination. But my hunch would be Raven Green there. Thoughts on Sanu trade rumors? I think they're just that, rumors. If the Falcons are willing to give him away for a day three pick, yeah, sure, make that move. But I doubt that's where they're going to find that value. But we'll see. What's the name of the book Cheesehead TV is on about Packers history? Joe, that was The People's Team by our good friend Mark Beach. We talked about it on Packer Transplants the other night. Highly recommended. Fantastic book. Great, great stories, great writing. But some of the pictures and photographs, et cetera, graphs, what have you, all of the design stuff is fantastic. I highly recommend it. I saw Ryan Grant on Cheesehead TV. How are we signing him then? I'm just kidding. Very good. Sanu is worth a two? A second round pick? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? A second round pick for 100-year-old Mohamed Sanu? Go home. You're drunk. Go home. Go home. Goodbye. Packers going undefeated rest of the way. Alan Lazard, MVP. Nicholas, I'll tell you, he looked like an MVP in the locker room today. Huge media scrum around him. Is there a player on our roster that would bring in enough trade compensation where it makes sense not to have them anymore? Not off the top of my head. How many draft picks did Grant cost? None? Cool. Thank you, Real DK. Very nice super chat. That's the way to use a super chat, with intelligence. I like it. Sam Freeman, thank you for the super chat. How many games do you go to every year? Sam, I go to all the home games. I watch the away games in our studio in New York. But I am here for all the home games. Sanu could be a backup QB. Fair enough, Nathan. But then we would be deprived of the Tim Boyle Laser Show, and nobody wants that. Should we trade for AJ Green? No. He's old. He's expensive. Cincinnati has made it very clear they don't want to trade him. And if that is a ruse, that means they want something significant for him in trade. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to take on his contract. He wants another contract and give up a premium draft pick. No thanks. What's going on with Kenny Clark? Lack of production or just hindered with Smith on the edge? I don't think there's anything particular going on with Kenny Clark. I do think people are starting to talk about it because of the fact that he's not getting to the quarterback, which is what people tend to look at. I know our good buddy, former Cheesehead TV writer Andy Herman, mentioned him on Twitter today, having been taking a bit of a dip dealing with some of these elite centers. I'm always cautious to attribute that to a dip in production, so to speak, or play, because you never really know what they're being asked to do. And it became pretty apparent against the Lions on Monday night that they changed some things up front as far as their splits and what they were really asking those linemen to do. And that doesn't mean he can't blow things up. He can't be productive when it comes to getting to the quarterback. But to me, he's taking up blockers. He's letting the guys behind him roam free. You've seen B.J. Goodson come to life. You've seen Blake Martinez be his old self. A lot of that happens because of the work Kenny Clark does. So while he may not be the disruptive force he was maybe earlier in the year, I do think he's still playing at a very high level. Ismail, thank you for the super chat. Good analogy. Mike McCarthy is reeling right now watching the Smiths. Yeah. How much do you think Mike McCarthy hates watching the Packers these days, knowing that, hey, if I'd had that defense, I could have won some games too. Is there a website where you can buy tickets from royalty? Why, yes. If you go to cheeseheadtv.com, you can buy tickets for all the Packers games at Ticket King. Now, physically, they're located right across from Lambeau Field on the other side here. But if you are, say, anywhere else in the country and you're not here in Green Bay, but you still wish to purchase tickets to a Green Bay Packers contest, you can go to cheeseheadtv.com. Any of our posts will have a link to Ticket King. They've been around since 92. They're the best at what they do. Home, away, doesn't matter. Any Packers game, they'll have you set up. Ticket King at cheeseheadtv.com. Check them out. The real DK, thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you appreciating my S. Have another. Salute. Why did everyone sweep on the grass on Monday? Great question. It's been happening for years. I tend to think it's something to do with the you know, percentage of the plastic that they use in the grass that keeps it nicer later in the season. But it's been a problem for at least 5 or 6 years. These games early in the year, guys slip and slide all over the place. Now, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the Packers have got to be aware of it because it happens every single freaking year. Yet nothing ever changes. So I don't know if they need to wear longer cleats. LaFleur said he's going to talk to the training staff and the facilities people, etc. But I don't know at this point what else can be changed except the turf, and they're not going to do that. So who knows? The grass has plastic in it, or did you mean on top of it? No, in it. Like some of the fibers, it's mixed in. There's plastic fibers within the grass. That's how it stays somewhat playable / nice into November, December, January, etc. Yes, there's plastic in the grass. It's a synthetic surface, partly. Most exciting / concerning thing moving forward in 19. Thank you for the super chat. Most exciting is that they still haven't played 60 minutes of football. Can you imagine this team when they finally put it together? Holy cow. Most concerning thing is that they haven't used Vitaly enough. Come on. Come on. Make fullbacks great again. Come on. Cameron, Emmanuel Sanders is old and expensive. No, thank you. How do you feel about picking up Grant? I think it says that they're going to need a body while Geronimo Allison gets better. He's a journeyman at this point. Certainly can't help you. He's been in the league for a while, knows the ropes, etc. I don't expect to see a ton of him on Sunday against the Raiders, but maybe he turns into something for them. Or maybe he gets cut as soon as Geronimo's healthy again. Who knows? Nags, were you surprised with Jamal Williams' performance? No, Jorge, not at all. I've been saying all year, anybody who's been here day in and day out knows, I love the 1-2 punch with Williams simply because when Jones has an off day, you can turn to him or you can ride the hot hand, much like they did Monday night, much like they did against Denver. I'm I love it. And I think he's got all the talent in the world. Yes, he's a different back than Jones, but different doesn't mean worse. It's just another flavor. I absolutely love it. Trevor Davis, homecoming game, punt return for a TD and 100-yard receiving game, calling it now. Matthew in all caps being incorrect. Man, if you're going to come in all caps, you better come correct. And you did not, Matthew. You did not. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to field a punt on the 5-yard line, back up into the end zone and fumble. And the Packers are going to recover for a touchdown. That's what's going to happen. I mean, it'd be a lovely tribute to his roots here in Green Bay if he fielded a punt in the end zone, much like he did in Chicago a couple years. The only time still to this day, 46 years on this planet, that I've ever seen a human being do that, Trevor Davis. Love you, buddy. The Real DK, thank you. Give Danny the ball and Vitaly up the W's. Have you been drinking, sir? But thank you for the super chat. And yes, give Danny the ball. Aiden, thank you for the super chat. If we were to trade Jeremy Graham, what could we get? A wet sandwich, maybe. No one's taking on his contract. People got to stop with the cutting or trading of Jimmy Graham. They're not going to cut him because then they got to hit the dead cap hit is ridiculous. And they're not going to trade him because zero human beings are going to look at Jimmy Graham's tape and go, yes, I will give you something for that. Not going to happen, people. What's going on with Bakhtiari? Too many beer chugs in the offseason? Lots of penalties against him this year and more than he had all of last year, I believe. Is he regressing? No, he's not regressing. He's definitely been victim to, oh, my connection is unstable. Please wait while we try reconnecting. What? No, no. No, tell me that's not true. Tell me that's not true. Anyway, I'll just answer this question and I'm going to jump. Bakhtiari's not regressing. He has had a couple of bad holding calls. He's got to clean that up. He's not playing at an all-pro level, but he is playing at a Pro Bowl level, which is still pretty damn good. He set a pretty impossibly high standard. Bakhtiari is still playing very, very well. Don't get it twisted. May not be an all-pro, but he's still a Pro Bowler, and that's the level of play-wise. He's never been voted to a Pro Bowl. But he's still playing very, very, very well. It's just not the all-world standard that we're used to in Green Bay. The penalties have come at bad times, no doubt about it. He's got to clean that up, but he's still playing extremely well. You good, Nags. Don't leave yet. Don't leave me. Stay with us, Nagler. You guys are funny. I think my computer's about to freeze, actually. It's getting cold out here. King seems slower than normal self. Injuries? Yes. Let me just say this. Kevin King came into this season with a stigma attached to him. You guys know this. Anybody who's been online can recognize the fact that the one thing that everybody talks about regarding Kevin King is injury. And now he has been injured. Two separate injuries he's dealing with. And what has he done? Fought through them to be on the field. After 2 years of nonstop bitching, I hope Packer fans appreciate that this guy is fighting through these injuries to stay on the field and help his football team. Yes, is he a little bit slower? Has he struggled at times? No question. He is still playing at a high level, despite dealing with multiple injuries. I hope Packer fans appreciate what Kevin King is doing for this team. King likes to be injured. Y'all high on crack. What the hell? If Willem Dafoe wanted to attend a Packers game, where could he go to get tickets? Bruce, I would direct him to earlier in the stream when I told everybody where to go. But shout out to Willem Dafoe. He hates Appleton. I understand why, but hey, I still love Appleton. And my dad was his homeroom teacher at Appleton East back in the day. True story. Thanks for answering my questions. You're welcome, Anthony. What do the Packers have to do to win against Oakland? Rick, as always, take care of the football. Get a much faster start. They can't sleepwalk through the first quarter like they did against the Lions. Start faster, take care of the football, they'll win the football game. Let's see. Kevin King is literally Bulaga of DBs. I mean that as a compliment. That's not a bad analogy, actually. Best burger in Green Bay? You'd have to ask Banky. I have no idea. I had a burger at 1919 yesterday. It was pretty good. Why are our special teams so bad? Cameron, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. They haven't been great, but they haven't been Ron Zook bad. So there's still an improvement from 2018. Now, should they be better? No question. But incremental improvement? Let's hold on to that. Can we please get Kumerow the ball? Ken, preach it, buddy. Could not agree more. Where am I at tonight? I am at Lambeau Field. It's right here. She's at TV party. Yeah, something like that. Do I expect a defensive TD this game? Devin, why not? Let's give one to Blake Martinez on an interception of Derek, which Carr brother is it? Off of Carr into the end zone. There you go. FMCH6444. What is this, a George Lucas student film? Thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, you retweeted me today. Made my day. Well, thanks for putting some out there I wanted to retweet. Thank you. Y'all should get Grossi for a transplant again this year. Matthew, we most certainly will. Absolutely. That is in the cards. Did you hear Grossi quit his job to become full-time PackCast? I did not see it officially, but I gathered that's what he was talking about when he put up the Shawshank Redemption meme on his Insta. He talked to Corey and I about it at the beginning of the year, that he was headed that way. So I'm very, very happy for the man. It's freaking awesome. Let's see. Is Alan Rossum available? I love it. The Mason Crosby Lambeau leap was legendary. Jared, I could not agree more. And if you missed it, check out on Twitter, Dusty Everly's breakdown. He did a whole full breakdown of the video. It's fantastic. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to your question. It's been one hell of a night. We'll do it live. We did it live. And now I'm going to go drink. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. In the meantime, check out everything we're doing at Cheesehead TV. Please subscribe to the channel. Please, 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 please for me. Thanks so much, everybody. Cheesehead TV. See you tomorrow. Go Pack Go.